Welcome back to the Midday Show. It is my great pleasure to welcome Andrew Jacobs. Welcome, Andrew.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us, for
My
having me.
pleasure. It's my pleasure to having all of you. You are the board president of the Catskills Borscht Belt Museum.
Correct. Yeah, so we
And awesome. I'm familiar with the museum, and I know people have, I have to admit, and I hope to rectify this very soon. I have not been there yet, and I need to get my butt over to
I'm
Ellenville, where the.
holding you to it.
Thank you. Do that. The Borscht Belt Museum is dedicated to preserving the legacy of the Catskills Resort era and celebrating its history as a refuge from bigotry, the cradle of stand-up comedy, and a cultural catalyst that changed America. I just made that up out of my head just this moment.
I love the drama in your voice. You make it sound so hefty, but yes, that's our mission statement.
You know, it's part of American history, Andrew, right?
Absolutely.
So why not treat it as such? That's my feeling about it.
And largely overlooked, yeah.
And largely overlooked. I think that's fair. There's so much incredible stuff that you guys are doing at the museum, but I do want to get out of the way right from the top that the reason we're talking today is because coming up on July 26th and 27th, the museum will be hosting Borscht Belt Fest. And that's one of the things we're going to be talking about. I also happen to see that Robert Klein, one of my heroes, who I have had the pleasure of meeting a couple of times in my life, is going to be there. Is he going to be there for Borscht Belt Fest?
He is. He's going to be there. We're having sort of a fundraising event where we're going to give him an award, and we're going to screen a documentary about his
Yeah.
career, and present. And Josh Gondelman, the comedian Josh Gondelman, will be presenting him with an award.
That's fantastic. And he's deserved. I mean, that what a legacy. That's all I
Yeah,
can.
yeah. And he's very, very strongly connected to that history.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, he might be the generation that followed the original Borscht Belt guys, but that's where they were.
Exactly.
Right? That's from whence they the Robert Kleins of the world came. So
Yeah.
tell me a little bit before we get into the festival, like a little bit about yourself and how you came to be involved with the museum and, whatever else you want to share with the listening audience.
Gosh, the short version is that there's been an effort to create a museum dedicated to this period in history for like 20 plus years. Never got off the ground. There was an idea floated about doing it in Ellenville. I live in outside of Ellenville, Napanock. Was asked to join the board, and fast forward a few years, and here we are. We have a building in Ellenville, an old bank, a 1928 beautiful bank that was basically boarded up, that we kind of brought back and put a new roof, and getting heating and air conditioning this week. Yay. And so 3 years ago we opened this museum, and we also decided to kind of do a festival because we felt like it's such a natural extension of our brand. And then we also do a film festival in November, the Borscht Belt Film Fest. And also we do comedy shows with something we call Borscht Belt Comedy Club at the Chatelaine Stage, which is a theater here in Ellenville, that's does amazing theater. And so we thought, let's bring comedy to their stage. So we collaborate with them. So yeah, we have a little a cultural empire now, it seems.
That's awesome. Can you buy borscht in Ellenville? The Ellenville Diner.
You can't, and that is a tragedy that more than once a week someone asked me. We eventually will sell borscht. We will be selling borscht at our festival, July 27th, sorry, 20 July 27th, that is. We'll be selling borscht there, but no, we don't. No one sells borscht, and we're going to remedy that soon enough.
Well, I think it's interesting because it kind of brings up the thought that there are some people who probably wonder why is it called a Borscht Belt, and we can just explain that these Jews that would go to the Catskill resorts, the Jewish Catskill resorts, and escape New York City for the summer, and the dads would maybe on the weekends, but they were in large numbers came from Russian Jewish
Eastern
stock, right?
European,
So
yeah.
anyway, so tell me about Borscht Belt Fest. A little bit more about that and what that's going to look like.
So Borscht Belt Fest is about 30 comedians, about 50 vendors, a lot of food vendors, panel discussions, author Gary Steingart, a bunch of New
Oh,
Yorker
yeah.
cartoonists on a panel talking about cartooning. We have live music, you have a band outdoor stage. Simon Says competition. We have arugula bake-off with exciting prizes for the best arugula recipe. All kinds of really amazing stuff. We have a children's family activities tent, so lots of stuff for kids to do. So like we have something for everyone. I mean, really,
Sounds
it's
like it.
an immense weekend. The street fair part is only on Sunday. We have events the whole weekend, but just so people aren't confused, the street fair part is just Sunday.
Again, that's on July 26th and 27th in Ellenville at the Borscht Belt Museum. I'm speaking with the board president of the museum, Andrew Jacobs, who I have the pleasure of meeting today. Are you in the need of a tumbler?
We are actually. Are you available?
Well, I don't like to brag, Andrew, but I'm available, but I think I could do a pretty good job, Have you had the chance to read Mel Brooks' memoir?
I have read parts of it, but
Okay.
you should tell your listeners of what a tumbler is.
Right. Well, this is how Mel Brooks got his start by way of an example, but it would be up at the resorts where, by the way, some of the activities you describe would probably have happened at these resorts, those types of activities, but that they would have some young comedian walk around the pool or the dining room during meals or what have you during activities and just do shtick and make people laugh. And they were
He was
called
like the
tumblers. It's
hotel
a Yiddish word.
jester. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. And Mel Brooks got his start that way.
Danny Kaye,
Oh.
Jerry Lewis. In fact, we're working on an exhibit next year
Really?
about the Tumbler, the culture and art of the Tumbler. And the guys doing our Simon Says competition, Steve Max, is a sort of a modern day Tumbler, and he knew all the great Tumblers. And so
Wow.
we kind of we're continuing that legacy. But yeah, no, it's a plea. We could always use another Tumbler, so please come.
Well, it's a remarkable thing that what you're recreating up there, because it's just such an homage, and it seems very authentic in a lot of ways, the way you're talking about it. So I'm just wondering, like, are you involved in the programming, or is it a whole team of folks? And
A
where does
team
all
of
this interest and this passion come from? Because it must require both.
well, I will just say all this has kind of coincided with kind of pandemic, this wave of newcomers up to the Catskills and Hudson Valley. We all we know them all. They're surrounded all over the place, and they've injected a lot of new energy into a place like Ellenville, which has had a few rough years. And I think we're seeing kind of that dovetail with this sort of younger generation drawn to nostalgia, and the mid-century modern, the 50s. So it's like it's kind of having its moment, and that's helped us a lot.
Great. Well, I'm support I'm so glad that we were able to get you on the show and bring this to the attention of what I hope people that maybe aren't aware that this museum sounds like so much fun and the festival seems like it's going to be a blast. So I'm going to recommend people go to borschtbeltmuseum.org and check
Yeah,
out
but
market
actually,
on
better yet,
better yet.
borschtbeltfest.org. If you want to know about the festival, borschtbeltfest.org, the museum, borschtbeltmuseum.org, but they can get to one from the other. And we take over the whole town, just so it's not just in the museum. It's the we
Okay.
basically took over Ellenville, and close the streets, and we have multiple venues, and kind of all the businesses are get involved. So yeah, it's a fun weekend.
And get on the mailing list and keep in touch with the museum
Yes, please
all
do.
year long. And I would love to also come for the film festival. That sounds like a great amount of fun. So glad you came on. Thanks for making the time, Andrew. And I hope we can do this on a regular basis.
Yeah, please, anytime. It's great to hang out with you.
Same here. Thank you very much.
All right.
This is 98.1 KZE.